Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The president has been consistent in his view that there's not a military solution to Afghanistan, that we have been there for far too long.
That's White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki commenting on President Joe Biden's expected announcement today that U.S. troops will leave Afghanistan by September 11th. Biden delayed an original withdrawal deadline of May 1st, which former President Donald Trump had set. Several recent intelligence reports point to slim chances of a peace deal between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Biden's decision drew mixed reactions yesterday, both among Democrat and Republican lawmakers. The White House also responded yesterday to news that the CDC and FDA are recommending a temporary pause of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which produced rare blood clots in about 1 out of 1 million people. At a White House press conference, COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients emphasized that the grand majority of U.S. residents getting vaccinated are receiving Pfizer or Moderna vaccines.
The J&J vaccine makes up less than 5% of the more than 190 million recorded shots in arms in the United States to date.
Zients says the pause won't have a significant impact on vaccine distribution. Biden plans to nominate statistician Robert Santos for director of the Census Bureau. If the Senate confirms him, Santos, most recently from the Urban Institute, would be the first person of color to become the permanent head of the agency. Senators are poised today to take some rare bipartisan action. They're working on a plan to investigate and prevent hate crimes targeting Asian Americans amid the coronavirus pandemic. The White House issued its first ever proclamation on Black maternal health, including making April 11th to 17th Black Maternal Health Week. Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a roundtable on the issue yesterday.
Black women in our country are facing a maternal health crisis. We know the primary reasons why: systemic racial inequities and implicit bias.
Harris noted that Black women are 2 to 3 times more likely to die in connection with childbirth than other women. The Brooklyn Center, Minnesota police officer who shot and killed 20-year-old Dante Wright resigned yesterday, as did the city's police chief. Police officials say the officer intended to use her stun gun, but pulled her handgun by mistake.
The fact that police officers would prioritize pulling someone over for allegedly having expired tabs is unconscionable in the midst of a pandemic.
That's Nakima Levy Armstrong. She's executive director of the Wayfinder Foundation and a civil rights attorney. She says it shows the state still has failed to address the issue of racial profiling. Activists say Wright, who had an outstanding warrant and got back into his car while being handcuffed, should not have been in that situation because he wasn't a serious threat. Mike Moen contributed reporting. For Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Laura Ross Brautelum. Thanks for listening.